Conversations Chai and Chat is a safe and open space for young adults to dive into real, unfiltered discussions about relationships, mental health, and everything in between. We're here to break the stigma, share experiences, and support each other through honest conversations over a cup of chai. We understand that some topics may be sensitive or triggering. If you need support, please reference our bio information. Hey everyone, welcome back to the third episode of Unfiltered Conversations Chai and Chat. This is a space where we as young South Asian girls can have open discussions about relationship, culture, identity, and everything in between. And of course, a big thank you to Planet FM for helping us bring these conversations to you. I am your host for today, and my name is Pani, and I am here with
Ladu,
Rasagulla,
and Tika.
Today, we're diving into a topic we all relate to, relationships at school, whether it's friendship, teachers, or the school system itself. These experiences shape a huge part of our lives, but are school actually doing enough to support South Asian students?
Are we stepping outside our comfort zones, or do we just stick to people who look like us? And when it comes to teachers, are they really as inclusive as they should be? We're breaking it all down today.
Before we get into the serious stuff, let's start with something fun. I have a little question for everyone, a little icebreaker, if you will. And the icebreaker is, if you could have any fictional character as a teacher, who would it be and why?
I will pick Doraemon because he's so mature. He can teach me well.
Yeah. And I feel like we relate to him with our childhood memories and everything.
Yeah.
I think for me, if I had a fictional character be my teacher, I think it would have to be Batman. I think I'm just a big Batman person. Like, I like Batman. But also, he's like this rich guy. It's not like he has any powers or anything, you know? He's just using what he has to kind of, which is like millions of dollars, but he's just using his money to, like, you know, do good in the world, which is kind of nice. And I feel like he would know a lot about, like, practical stuff as well, like fighting.
Yeah.
Not fighting, like self-defense, or, you know, like being kind to others and things like that. Yeah. Anyone else?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we can move on to our main topics. That's fine. Yeah.
All right, let's get into today's main topic, relationships at school. Whether it's friendships, interactions with teachers, or just feeling included in school spaces, these relationships shape a big part of our experiences growing up.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't even realize how much they affect until later. So let's start with friendship. In school, we naturally gravitate towards people who share similar backgrounds and experiences. But why do you think South Asian students in particular tend to stick together?
I think it's just comfort. When you're in a space when you already know, like, a minority, being around people who understand your culture, your jokes, your struggles, your Bollywood references, it just makes things easier.
I agree, and I think it's also, like keeping up with today's trends as well. Like, if I go up to my white friend and start, you know, saying that Italy, salmon, you know, like, they're not going to understand it. But we're from going up to my brown friends, my Desi friends, they're probably going to start singing along like you just did.
Definitely. If we only stick to what's familiar, we might miss out on different perspectives or even limit opportunities to connect with others. Have you ever had an experience where you stepped out of your comfort zone and made friends outside your usual circle?
I actually have. So I have a quick story to share. When I was an intermediate, I had a group of Desi friends, right? But I didn't feel, I think by the end of it, I didn't feel safe in that group. So when I went into high school, I feel so bad saying this, but when I went into high school, I sort of ditched my old friends because I was like, I don't want to be in that kind of environment, you know? I want something else with my friends. So what I did was I kind of pushed myself to go out of my comfort zone and make other friends in my class. And I would, like, every lunchtime, my Desi friends, they would be like, Ash, come. I'm like, oh no, I've just got something to do. And I'd like, you know, find an excuse to, like, get out of there and go hang out with someone else or my new friends. And I think that now is a big part of my identity, because now my friend group is so diverse. Like, we've got so many different cultures, so many different religions. It sort of helps me understand each culture or each religion much better because I'm, you know, I have a friend who is there to explain it to me, you know, or like give me their sort of insight into it. So I think, yeah, I think having like a really diverse friend group is so important sometimes. Yeah.
And I think more we South Asians see others in diverse friend groups, the more people help. The more people think it's okay to do that too, like creating a new norm.
Yeah, like if, you know, if I see someone else and like, oh my God, look at that girl and she has like so many different, you know, different like friends from different backgrounds, it kind of makes it feel like, oh yeah, if she can do it, I can do it. You know, if like that kind of seems normal. I don't think that's like anything bad. That's not like an odd thing, you know. So yeah, so just trying to like make it normal for everyone. And I think it's also so important to create, like, you know, that awareness outside of school as well. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we have it in schools, but it sort of just gives us this, like, starting point, you know, to go outside of our school zones as well into, like, friends and, you know, communities we make outside of schools as well to kind of create awareness on what our cultures are like, especially because we have a lot of, you know, restrictions in the sense that we can't eat certain things or we're fasting on certain days, you know, or certain days we're vegetarian. So just creating that awareness for our friends and yeah.
So in school about spreading awareness, we should like talk about how South Asian people have talents and stuff. Like, you know, Diwali, they do beautiful artwork on the floor, and Eid days, like how they make arts of like moons and stuff to hang on school walls. We could do that. That could spread more awareness of how our cultures are celebrated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of like Ramadan, like on Ramadan or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like for Diwali, we do the Rangoli.
Yeah.
So obviously, and like non-South Asian kids don't know about that.
Yeah.
Right? They just know butter chicken. So yeah. Obviously, like bringing in this kind of week of like fun cultural stuff, you know?
Like things that they don't know, like mm-hmm. beyond butter chicken, yeah. Pani Puri, beyond that.
Like the actual fun stuff.
Yeah. There are like more amazing food to explore. Mm-hmm. They could like, we could help them explore those foods.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're more comfortable, you know, going outside of their comfort zone to befriend a South Asian kid.
Yeah. Sometimes they think that South Asian people are mean, or maybe they're like too shy and they don't want to confront. So they don't come to confront us and be friends with us. Mm-hmm. And so if we spread awareness, they don't. They know that we are not mean
close
or
up,
shy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like we have a stereotype, like we are nerds. And like,
yeah.
Yeah, like. They're just not our type, like their type to talk with us. Mm-hmm. Like they are more into sports and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like a stereotype.
Yeah.
People like teachers could help us more engage with the non-South Asian people, so they know that we are an option too. We are so fun and like.
Yeah, I feel like South Asian people are so loud. Like, but if you ask like a non-South Asian person, they're like, "Oh, I think my South Asian friend is so quiet and like shy."
Yeah,
like you do not know us. Some of us.
Yeah,
I am so loud. I'm like probably the loudest in the class or something, and you know, and they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't know you were so loud."
Yeah. I do get that.
Yeah.
I'm like so quiet and shy when I get to know people. Mm. I be like more open and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about like being comfortable and, you know, being more comfortable in that friend group for you to like open up and be like an extrovert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's switch the conversation to teachers. Do you think teachers play a role in making students feel included or excluded in school?
Oh, 100%. A teacher can either make you feel seen or completely invisible. I've had teachers who really took the time to understand me as a whole and not just my culture, and it made such a big difference. But then there are also those who assume things about you just because you're South Asian, like thinking you must be good at math or that you're too shy to speak up in class.
Right? And sometimes they don't even realize they're doing it. Like, I remember when my teacher, PE teacher doesn't give attention to me because I am a South Asian. She thinks that I'm not sporty enough to do other sports with people.
Yeah, and like, and that happens so often because, you know, they, like, a lot of the times teachers look at us South Asian kids and they're like, I think they would probably be more, like more academic. You know, they'll be better at studying math, science rather than PE. And they come up with this kind of like stigma around you, and it just, they don't really like motivate you to, you know, go into sports or something else.
Yeah. Yeah, they just fit into one category.
Yeah. And they don't like, they don't even push you at that point because they're like, oh, she doesn't want to anyways. But they don't know that. Okay. I'll share a story. Yeah. Okay. So, I'll also share a story. In my tutor class, like I mentioned, I had quite a diverse friend group, right? So I had a friend, she was obviously not South Asian, but our tutor teacher, he was South Asian. And, you know, it was coming to the end of high school, year 13, we're talking about, you know, university, no university, gap year, this and that. And I remember him talking to the both of us, and my friend, she was saying how she wants to do a gap year. And he was so supportive of it. He's like, yeah, yeah, like that's, you know, that's a good idea if you don't know what you want to do. You know, it's good to, you know, find yourself in that year as long as you're motivated to come back, this and that. And then as soon as I was like, I agreed, and I was like, yeah, me too. Like, I think a gap year sounds quite nice. You know, like it'll give me time to like think about what I want to do and, you know, how many years it's going to take, da 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 da, all the kind of like the formal stuff of it, right? He turns to me and he's like, no, but Indians don't do gap years. You know what, like you got this. And I was like, oh, this man really stereotyped me. He's like, no, you don't need a gap year as an Indian girl. And I was like, oh. And I looked at my friend and I felt so bad because not only is he stereotyping me as someone who like, who doesn't need it, you know, and like making my choices for me, he's stereotyping my friend to be like non-Asian and just like, you know, that stereotype that comes with them, and they're like, oh, they don't really want to do it, they're lazy anyways, or, you know, they don't really care about studying, which is not true, right? So yeah, that's like one of my experiences of teachers sort of, you know, not doing so good putting all these stereotypes around us. So, what do we think schools and teachers could do better to make South Asian students feel more included? What do you guys think?
Maybe, like, put into groups that are diverse instead of, like, sticking with Asians as in a group and others in another group.
Mm-hmm. And I think that happens a lot as well. Like, when teachers see, you know, that you're comfortable with a certain, like, race, they just put you in there.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's like teachers are there to like sort of push us out of our comfort zones as well, you know, not to the point where we're crying, but you know, just to the point where we can kind of explore different ideas.
And also I think when you're in a group that's diverse, maybe the teacher should encourage them to be in, like, you know, give answers, because like if you have an Asian in the group, like she's the only one who does the work and others just sit there and talk. Like the teacher should actually tell them to do some work. Mm-hmm.
Like
a like sense to contribute and stuff.
Yeah. And also like bring them out as well. Like I know for me as sometimes I seem very extroverted, but I'm quite introverted. So when I'm in a group and everyone else is talking, I will just be quiet because I'm like, oh, like I don't know what to say. I feel so nervous. So when the teacher comes out to say, oh, I need everyone in the group to participate, it kind of pushes me to be like, okay, I need to get out of my little bubble. Mm-hmm. I need to be part of this group and I actually need to put my opinions out there, mm-hmm. you know? And that is the power that those teachers have over students, yeah. right? So yeah, so just something that, you know, if you're a teacher and you're listening in, you make a lot of difference in these classrooms. Yeah.
Being inclusive when it comes to groups, so having many halal options in canteens. Can you guys relate to anything?
Yeah, I feel like they always either like give the same food and it's like every week, but they give it like worse than what the other kids get.
Yeah, they don't like give more options of vegetarian and halal food that people can choose from.
And I personally think like when you guys ask for halal food, some people just give you vegetarian.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that does happen. And then I think it's also like it's not just that, like it's not enough for you to give halal food or like veg food options. There should be sometimes a variety of it, you know, like especially if you know that you have a lot of kids in your school who are you know, who are demanding or like who are wanting halal foods or vegetarian foods, you know, just like more options in canteens.
Yes.
Like they create like different looking things that doesn't look tasty, and sometimes people don't want to eat those food and they be starving all day at school.
Yeah.
I always have that experience at school.
Yeah, and it's hard sometimes. Like sometimes you're running late from, you know, for school, or you know your parents are busy, or you're busy. You've, you know, woke up late or something, or you just did not have time to make lunch. Obviously, you want to come into school and have options to buy food. You know, that's what the canteen is, you know, there for. So yeah, just I think schools to be mindful of that.
Creating more awareness in schools on South Asian culture, like events, festivals, celebrations, etc. Who can relate?
Totally.
Yeah. I think there should be a day where we should celebrate our culture, traditions and stuff, and have a day to like show the pride we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like dress up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like we have each language week in our mm-hmm. schools, like other nationalities, but we don't have one for like Asian mm-hmm. or something like
yeah.
that.
You and South Asian is already such a big, you know, like kind of category to put everyone in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And people, you just have one cultural yeah. day to put all that in.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah. And I think when we have like Samoan Language Week, Fijian Language Week, it kind of helps us learn more about that culture, and it kind of makes us more comfortable with that culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bringing in like a South Asian day or a, you know, Desi kind of day to celebrate, you know, our cultures, our festivals, our food, oh my god, our
yeah.
food,
yes.
our clothes. It just kind of makes all the non-South Asian students more aware on what, you know, our culture is about.
Yeah, more yeah. than butter chicken.
Yeah. More than butter chicken, more than those red dots on our foreheads.
Yeah, like henna and yeah. jungkas and yeah. stuff. They should know more about our traditional
yeah
things.
And like, you know, like oh, do you want to get your henna done? And you know, like that way they know more about it. They're like, oh, temporary tattoos, okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes when I bring henna to my school for like some decorations to my friends, they are really interested. So imagine if we do this day, how many people will be so interested in our yeah. culture.
Yeah, we need like a week, not just one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a week to celebrate the food and the henna and the clothes. Oh my god, there's so much. Plus like the term South Asian, it's like an umbrella term for so many different cultures, right? It's like
yeah.
Pakistanis, Indians, Bangladeshis, Sri Lankans, Fijian Indians, you know, the diaspora. So it's like there's already so much culture under that one kind of term. A week would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, is that your stomach?
No, oh. It was my headphone. It went with the microphone.
All I could hear was a grr, and I was like, oh, she's hungry.
Can I say the last one?
Yeah. I think also creating and being aware of opportunities for South Asian students, like this goes especially for like schools and teachers. Like we understand there is, you know, not a lot of scholarships. Like, you know, if we're taking scholarships, for example, there's not a lot of scholarships for South Asian students particularly, you know, to support that kind of area. But even the ones that there are, it's very hard because not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah.
So when you go in to ask teachers for that kind of support, it's kind of hard because they're not aware either, and we kind of have to do our own research, which is so tiring sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think, like, yeah, even that is just, like, a little bit of a hassle, you know? And obviously, there's nothing wrong with, you know, doing our own little research. But if we have that support from, you know,
school
facilities, it's just so much easier for us.
That's a wrap on today's episode. We talked about friendship, teachers, and how school can be more inclusive. But at the end of the day, it's up to us too, stepping out of our comfort zone, speaking up when something doesn't feel right, and making sure we are creating space for others too, just like we did today with this podcast.
Listeners can head over to our Instagram page, chai.chat, chai.chat, where we have posted another fun competition to enter. message us the answer and go into a draw and win a $50 Westfield voucher.
Remember that these competitions are only open between the months of April to June 2025, so be mindful of that. But of course, if you want to give us a follow to stay connected with our podcast and some fun behind the scenes, please feel free to do so.
And remember, these podcasts are also available on the Shamma Ethnic Women's Trust Spotify account and website, and of course, the Planet FM website.
And stay tuned for our next episode. By now, you should know we have so many fun and interesting topics to talk about. So join us next time to listen in and once again be part of our conversation.
Again, make sure to follow us on our Instagram, chai.underscorechat. That's chai.underscorechat, so you don't miss an episode. As usual, we encourage you all to enter our competitions. The instructions will be posted on our Instagram, and you can go in to win a voucher. But just a thank you for tuning in. We were your hosts for this episode. My name is Rashagulla.
Bye from Tika.
Bye from Bunny.
And Ladu for Ladu.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Unfiltered conversations. Chai and Chat bring open and honest discussions on relationships and mental health. Some topics may be sensitive or triggering. If you need support, please reach out to call or text 1737 New Zealand Telehealth Services for free 24/7 support from a trained counsellor or peer support worker. Contact Shamma, email crisis1@shamma.org.nz for culturally responsive support. In an emergency, if you or someone else is at risk, call 111 police immediately. You are not alone. Help is available. All the information is above in our bio.
This is the town I'm living in. This is the street I'm walking down. These are the friends I'm visiting. These are the clothes I'm wearing now. This is the house I'm building here. This is the girl I'm marrying. This is the chord I'm strumming now. This is the faith I'm leaning on. This is the child I'm bearing now. This is the love that I've always had. This is the face I make when I'm sad. This is the town I'm living in. This is the hard drive. This is the ocean. These are the feet I'm standing on. These are the hands that built a world. This is the bed I'm sleeping in. This is the shirt I'm buttoning. This is the pace I'm moving at. This is the tune I'm humming now. This is the road I'm walking down. These are the lips that form my words. This is the stone that I wanna turn. These are the people that I love. These are the eyes that look up above. This is the town I'm living in. This is the hard drive. This is the ocean. Have you ever felt yourself in motion? Have
frosty morning as I lay by your side. You told me without warning the king of love had died, and I could not believe it. You told me it was true by way of explanation. You stared into the blue. So major misty morning, the tears rolled down my face. They fell into the warmer and vanished without trace. Yes, oh major misty morning. Down.